Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Agritourism, it holds great promise for more farmers here, and consumer interest is as high as ever. That's how Amelia Wilson sees things. She's the State Ag Department's new Director of Agritourism.
But I did come from an extension background, and I have 2 degrees in agriculture. So even with that, though, I'm still learning every day the job, and it's a very exciting for me, though, to get to meet people and really learn about agritourism in Kentucky.
We'll cover both sides of the agritourism fence, the business and the fun. And Amelia says for farmers considering it, there is potential.
Definitely. It's something that, you know, like anything else, takes time, effort, but just a little bit of time and effort can go a long, long way. And I definitely encourage people that if they have questions about agritourism, to not only call the Department of Ag, myself, but also to get in touch with their county extension agent to get information.
Her shop will help. Sometimes other agritourism operators can offer advice. Sometimes farmers learn it's not for them or may require a second look.
Exactly. You know, there have been people, for example, that I've gone to in far western Kentucky that said, you know, they started with X, but it just didn't turn out the way they wanted, and now they're kind of coming back and looking at it again and changing it up. So it's like anything else. Sometimes you have to try and see maybe what went wrong, what went right, and then go back from there.
We'll be right back.
We're the Evans and Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Sometimes agritourism venues develop a niche. For example, says KDA's Amelia Wilson, some specialize on fun and education, working closely with school systems.
Huge. You know, I spoke with a group last week that their main audience was school children. They had had over 10,000 school kids come. And so, yes, the demand is, you know, schools now are really looking at this. It's amazing to me that some of the kids that have never been on a working farm.
And for future reference, a website for both entrepreneurs and for families looking for a fun time on the farm.
We have a great website that's Kentucky Farms Are Fun. You can see all the different agritourism sites in the state. You can actually divide them by region. You can divide them by county. It's very interesting to go on there and just see the amount of agritourism in different communities and the different options.
You can check them out at KentuckyFarmsAreFun.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.